Hello, hello.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Gretchen coming to you tonight. And I want to welcome each and every one of you that are coming on the line. We do have an open line right now. So if anyone would like to say hello while everyone comes in, please do so.
Hey, hello.
Well,
looking forward to this.
Hi, Rick.
I appreciate you doing this and was praying for you today. Yeah.
Well, thank
oh,
you
boy.
So much. Yeah, I'm glad you could be here too. I appreciate it. Yeah, has anybody else come on who would like to say hello?
Miss Gretchen.
Hi, Mr. Mitch. How are you and your family?
Hey. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thank you for asking. And you doing okay too? Having a good night?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mitch.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here then. Yes, ma'am. All righty. I'll mute out. I know I'm making noises. I'm heading to Palm Bay, Florida.
Just one second. Okay. Just another minute then, and I'll get us started. Has anyone come on who'd like to say hello? Again, there's no obligation. We all dial in from around the country. I'm really excited. This is the second time I've been coming to you live, so yippee. Okay, well, it's 8:30, so I'm going to go ahead and mute the lines and respect your time. Okay, give me one second, please. Well, welcome everyone to Friday night date night with the Lord, or Shabbat Shalom, as we say. My name is Gretchen. I do have a website called Spirit Mind Body Connection, and I want to just put that all out there for you. It's a resource for you as well as a place where I just keep my own information handy, and I'm have a lot of stuff about Freedom's Way Ministries. Again, I hope everyone who is listening to this does listen to Pastors Vicki and Phil Burdett. They had a marvelous teaching on envy and jealousy, and there's no way I can add to that. So I'm doing something completely different. I am also assuming that you are familiar with Spiritual Roots to Disease. So if not, I do want to again direct you to the website Spirit Mind Body Connection. It's been proven that how we choose to think and how we choose to act directly affects us. And we're not bound by our DNA or the way that we were born. We can now, through conscious thought, we can either create health or disease in our bodies, minds, and spirits. Not all our thoughts are our own, and there are three distinct sources of their origin in the Holy Scriptures, and there are also three distinct parts of our being. And I believe that all three of these areas need to come into balance for us to truly thrive. So my website and recordings will help you to separate yourself from the toxic thoughts and the diseases they create. I have been personally healed and delivered, and I understand, and my understanding of spiritual discernment and the dimension of thought will help you to separate yourself from the source of those toxic thoughts and the patterns that they represent. You know, I'm so thrilled that the medical profession is coming behind the spirit-mind-body connection. But again, most of those teachings by the doctors out there are still fairly passive. And in my experience, you know, the kingdom of God is taken by violence, and the violent take it by force. We can't be passive against Satan's kingdom and expect to be free from torment. It's just not the way it works. We are to be submitted to God only. So I say, let's take up the sword of the Spirit and wield it with precision. Well, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I just thank you and I yield completely to you from this point forth. I thank you that you set this up and that you have drawn the people whom you desire to hear these words. And so I thank you in advance and I give you, God, all the glory for all the glory and the wisdom and the power and the majesty and the victory is yours, Yah, and yours alone. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, our Savior. Okay, so again, you can go on to the website and you can learn how the roots of disease affect our health. And to really understand that, we need to know the basic formations of our bodies. According to Psalm 139, verses 15 to 16, our bodies are woven together in the womb in three primary tissue layers in the embryo. Those are called the ectoderm, the mesoderm, and the endoderm. The ectoderm forms the brain, the nerves, the skin, and the electrical control of the heart and the blood vessels. We did that one last week when we dealt primarily with fear. The mesoderm forms the musculoskeletal system, the heart and the kidneys, and this is where we'll be praying and concentrating on tonight. And then we also have the endoderm, which forms the liver, and the various endocrine organs and the intestines, and we'll cover those topics some other time. I want to also remind you before we begin of the great commandment, and I'm sure you are familiar with it. It is to love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And so these are the three areas where we can become separated, where sin can manifest and take root, and will try to separate you from God, from yourself, and from your neighbors. This is also your source of healing, as well as the source of disease. And so we do want you to restore relationship in all those areas. What we do need to be separated from is the source of sin. Unfortunately, that does dwell within and speaks from within, and so we are going to remove it in Jesus' name. So tonight's topic was Monday and is tonight envy and jealousy. You know, and tonight I'm just going to talk a little bit about how it affects our bodies. Because the spirit of envy and jealousy brings very real and very serious side effects. It brings breakdown. It brings disease in our bodies. The word says this: a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. That's found in Proverbs 14:30. So that spirit of envy and jealousy actually causes serious disease, specifically in the health and strength of a person's musculoskeletal system. The spirit of envy and jealousy can be a contributing factor to diseases like osteoporosis, arthritis, teeth problems, and multiple melanoma, to name a few. We're going to be praying against these in just a few minutes. But first, to explain that, you know, when a person has an issue with accepting themselves in their identity, Then that spirit of envy and jealousy joins them. Rejection and bitterness towards himself and towards others follows. And as a result, you know, they may experience a physical breakdown in their body in response to the spiritual dynamic. So it doesn't operate alone. It goes in, someone once said, years ago that these spirits are gang related, and it is true. But before we begin with prayer, I wanted to just explain to you the physiological response of envy and jealousy. We have two types of cells within our body that have to do with our skeletal structure. Osteoblasts are bone-building cells, and osteoclasts are bone-removing cells. So the blasts build and the clasts remove. There's a very fine balance between these two cells that must be maintained at all times for you to be in health. Osteoclasts, they're always removing bone that is then rebuilt and replaced by the osteoblasts. If we have too many osteoblasts, then we can have a disease called Paget's disease, in which too much bone growth occurs. And if we have too few osteoblasts, the osteoclasts remove the bone and it's not replaced, which is osteoporosis. Now, we know from Proverbs 14:30, that those thoughts of discontent, whether that's about our position in life, our money in the bank, whatever, can lead to envy and comparison to others, and that can disrupt that fine balance between these two cells. So in this case, envy destroys the osteoblasts. When we repent from that discontent, from the envy and the jealousy, then the balance is restored between the osteoblasts and the osteoclasts. And then we just need to ask God to help us to reprogram our way of thinking, to be content, and to trust Him to give us exactly what we need when we need it. So how do we combat this principality that has, in many cases, become so familiar to us that we don't even recognize it? Well, like with all things, we need to reestablish our trust in God the Father and in the Holy Spirit, in His goodness, in His promises. Because if we don't trust God that He has the absolute best plan for our lives, we will never have that completeness or the satisfaction of being who He created us to be. So if we don't believe that we're accepted or acceptable just the way we are, but we think somehow we fall short or that we're some kind of an accident or mistake, we can never experience the wholeness of His plan for us or the love He has for us. There'll always be something missing, and we'll find ourselves striving or looking for or performing or searching without ever finding, because we're looking everywhere except to God and to His Holy Spirit, who's our source and who fulfills our longing for belonging and identity. Praise God forever. So, again, there may be things in our lives that have joined us generationally or through the course of time that are not God. And we sometimes can see those things and those flaws and hate ourselves for them. And we may see others who are free from the stuff and wish desperately lead to be more like them. But see, that's just how subtly the enemy can divert us from keeping our attention on Jesus and on our Father. So without further ado, we'll do a general prayer of repentance. You guys are all muted. I think I'm going to put it in Q&A, but we're going to leave everybody muted. Give me 1 second to do that. Okay, fabulous. So we're back in Q&A mode. We're going to start doing some deliverance. And how we're going to do it is we're going to take some of these diseases coming out of envy and jealousy. And I'd like for all of us to just take responsibility now for participating with some of these spirits that can turn into these certain diseases when they are in our generations is often our weak spot there. So we're really just standing in the gap because that's what we're called to do. There doesn't need to be a special reason, although freedom and no manifestations is always a really good reason to do it. So let's just begin with a general repentance prayer. Heavenly Father, I recognize and take responsibility, repent and renounce for participating with generational spirits that have caused me not to think, speak, or act as you would have me think, speak, and act. Father, I recognize participating with the principality of envy and jealousy, covetousness, and lust. And I ask that that curse be broken. And I receive my freedom in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now we're just going to move on to the first disease for the evening, which is osteopenia. Osteopenia is reduced bone mass of a lesser severity than osteoporosis. So there is a slowing down of of the osteoblasts. So it's not completely turned off, but it is a slowing down. So repeat after me, please, and then we'll just do some deliverance and prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for participating in the spirits behind osteopenia, including spirits of fear, stress, envy, and jealousy, and a broken spirit. And I ask to be forgiven. I stand in the gap for my family. And I thank you in advance, and I receive my freedom in Jesus' name. Okay, you guys did your part, so I will now pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you that you gave no one a spirit of envy or jealousy, covetousness or lust. I know that you are not the disease maker, for your covenant-keeping name is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come in the flesh, I come against and command every spirit that answers to or creates osteopenia in a human form to come up and get out of God's people now as I speak. Come up, come out of them in Jesus' name. I speak specifically to the fear and stress that causes the osteoblasts to stop secreting in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up and go now. I speak to envy and jealousy, lust and fantasy lust, leading to osteopenia in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and leave the saints now in Jesus' name. And I speak to the broken spirit. You are a counterfeit of the true brokenness that the Lord desires, and I command you to be recognized, to be fallen out of agreement, and to come up and out of everyone in the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you, Father. I also stand in the gap and command all spirits of bitterness to be removed, self-bitterness, self-rejection, and guilt. Get up, get out of God's people now in Jesus' name. So now I'd like you to lay your hands on your body for healing. If there's a specific part of your body that is manifesting any form of pain, weakness, thank you, Father. I know that I and of myself can heal no one, but I know, Lord, that you can heal through me. And I just stand in the holy place. And I ask that to appropriate the gift of miracles that was transferred to me in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak a creative miracle to any genetic mutations in the osteoclasts and osteoblasts. I pray healing and balance for the HPA. Again, that's that hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, that main center. In the name of Jesus, be come into homeostasis and be balanced. I speak healing for the cingulate system and the amygdala in the brain. I thank you, Father, for healing the parathyroid glands, for normal secretion of the parathyroid hormone. And I speak healing to the entire endocrine system for a balance to all hormones, especially CRH, GRH, gonadotropin releasing hormone ACTH, cortisol, leptin, and estrogen. Thank you, Father God. And I speak healing for normal absorption of vitamin D and minerals, especially calcium, magnesium, zinc, and fluoride. I command a healing for all bone mineral density, BMD, to return to normal, and for normal bone formation, for bone mass and bone density to return to normal. I speak healing for a strengthened immune system and command the lymphocytes to stop attacking the osteoclast, especially interleukin 1, 6, and 11. And I speak healing, blessing, and peace over all of them in Jesus' name. Okay, next up on the list is osteoporosis. This is a medical condition in which the bones become brittle and fragile from the loss of the tissue, and can be a result of hormonal changes, deficiency of calcium or vitamin D. Actually, it's very interesting that osteoporosis has a different group of spirits between the men and the women. So again, I think what my goal is that we can just break these things generationally. So it really doesn't matter if you did it or not. Somebody slept with somebody somewhere or did something where we're all interconnected. So essentially, we are just breaking off layers of entanglement. So we're going to repent for osteoporosis spirits for the female and then for the male, and then pray healing for both of those. Okay, you guys ready? So, Father, I recognize and take responsibility in my life and in my generations for participating with the spirits behind osteoporosis in the female. I repent and renounce spirits of rejection, bitterness, envy, and jealousy, fear of abandonment, and a broken spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I recognize and take responsibility in my life and in my generations for participating with spirits that cause osteoporosis in men, including spirits of envy and jealousy, resentment and bitterness, fear, anxiety, and stress. I ask that the curse be canceled and I receive my healing in my life and in my generations in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, you guys did your part. Now I'm just going to do some deliverance and we'll pray healing for that. So, Father, I thank you and praise you. You didn't give anybody osteoporosis. I thank you that you gave no one a spirit of infirmity. And I thank you that you did not give your people a spirit of rejection, bitterness, envy, jealousy, fear of abandonment, or broken spirit. And I bind all of these in the bundle to be burned. Get up as a unit and get out of the cells of the saints in Jesus' name. Get out of their souls. Get out of their spirits and take your nasty disease, osteoporosis, with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Give me a second. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise God. And whoever you are out there, I speak to the generational curse of osteoporosis and that curse of that group of rejection, bitterness, envy, jealousy, fear of abandonment, and the broken spirit. And I loose you of that gang. And I thank you, Father, for setting them free. And right now, just lay your hands on your head or your chest or wherever your bones hurt, wherever. I now speak a creative miracle and healing to the following. A creative miracle to healing any genetic mutation in Jesus' name. I command those mutations to come and to go back into the image of Christ in which there is only perfection. I speak a healing to the osteoclasts for the bone marrow and the bone marrow cavity to grow in Jesus' name. I command healing for all hormones to come into balance, especially CRH, ACTH, and cortisol. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing for all receptor cells to become unblocked and operational. And I speak healing to the spleen, to the liver, for normal absorption of calcium and vitamin D, for red blood cells and platelets to return to normal. I speak bone density return to normal in Jesus' name. And healing to all the nerves affected, I speak healing, blessing, and peace over them all. And I thank you, Father, for it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every spirit that manifests as osteoporosis in the male, in the generations, in their life. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over spirits of envy, spirits of jealousy, spirits of resentment, spirits of bitterness, spirits of fear, anxiety, and stress, and I bind you all in a bundle to be burned. I say you may not have my brothers and my sisters. I thank you, Father, that you have broken these things in their generations, and we transfer this heavy weight of jealousy, of envy, of discontent to the Lamb of God. And I thank you and praise you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak a creative miracle and healing any genetic mutation. For in Christ Jesus, there is only perfection. I speak healing to the parathyroid glands, for normal secretion of the parathyroid hormone, for healing of your entire endocrine system, for a balance to all your hormones. I speak a healing for normal absorption of vitamin D and minerals, especially calcium, magnesium, zinc, and fluoride. I thank you and praise you for setting that as a pattern in your men. And I speak healing for normal bone formation, for bone mass and bone density to return to normal. I speak healing for a strengthened immune system for you and your generations, and I speak healing, blessing, and peace over you all. In Jesus' name. Next, osteoarthritis. Okay, this one's a little different. Different profile, different disease. This one is a degeneration of joint cartilage and the underlying bone. The most common is from middle age and onward, and it causes pain, causes stiffness, especially in the hip, knees, and the thumb joints. Again, it's called osteoarthritis, and there have been found that the spirits manifesting behind that disease are self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt. So again, we're going to stand in the gap for our generations and our own lives and break this over our bloodline. So here we go. Heavenly Father, I recognize and take responsibility in my life and in my generations for participating with spirits of bitterness and self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt. Father, I recognize that these are not of you, and I ask for forgiveness, that the curse be canceled, and I receive my forgiveness. Thank you, my Father. Okay, you guys just stand back. Now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to every spirit and spirit guide that is behind or manifests as osteoarthritis. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call up and cast out spirits of bitterness, self-bitterness, self-unforgiveness, self-resentment, self-retaliation, self-anger, self-hatred, self-violence, self-murder, self-sabotage, anything manifesting as addictions. Get up, get out of God's people in Jesus' name. The Lord himself rebuke you from God's people as I speak. I cast you out. Bitterness, self-hatred, get up, get out of them now in Jesus' name. I speak to you and I cut you away all your threads and webs and traps and snares. And I thank you, Father, that you blow away self-hatred far from your people now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stand in the gap for that self-hatred and self-rejection. And doing so now, I command it to come up and get out of God's people now in Jesus' name. Self-rejection, get up and go. Guilt, shame, condemnation, take your nasty osteoarthritis with you. And I command any other spirit that is operating in any of God's people represented on this line that is manifesting through this disease, I recognize you and I mark you and I command every marked spirit to get up and out of God's people now. Thank you, Father God, and I do that in Jesus' name, not of myself, but of him alone. Okay, folks, if you can just take a breath and lay your hands on your body again, we're going to come against this and pray healing and push anything out. I thank you, Father, that as all these spirits leave, that you infill your saints with your Holy Spirit, which brings healing. And Father, I just step into that place as king and as priest, and I speak a creative miracle to any genetic mutations, for in Christ Jesus there is no cell mutation. I thank you, Father, and I command a blessing. Yes, life forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak a creative miracle for healing to any genetic mutations, especially BRCA1 and 2. Be restored. And chromosomal abnormalities, especially chromosome 10 TCF gene B, genes 3, gene 7, GP53, and the DAP kinase gene, in the name of Jesus, line up with his perfection now. I speak healing to stop overproduction of transcription factors and replication signals in the cells. I thank you, Father, that you heal your people through all retroviruses, that they are expelled from their bodies now. And I speak healing to paired anti-oncogenes, anti-cancer genes in each cell. I speak healing to the oncogenes to be turned off in each cell, and for any oncogene translocation to be reversed. And I pray that the enzyme aromatase to be inhibited, from converting androgens into estrogen. Father, I thank and praise you that the normal cell memory of PCD, that's programmed cell death, will be operating properly, attacking all cytotoxic T lymphocytes and any metastatic cancer cells that are infected lymphocytes. Thank you, Father God. And I speak healing to strengthen the immune system for the T cells, the B cells, macrophages, dendritic cells, interleukin 2, and your natural killer cells to attack any cancer cell in Jesus' name. And I command that the oversecretion of cortisol cease, that tumor antigens may not be overproduced to block the receptor sites of macrophages, of NK cells, neutrophils, and T cells. And I thank you, Father, that the FAS receptor system will continue to receive signals to kill the cancer cells and not the T cells. I pray that the tumor cells may not secrete any growth factors, TGF and proglycerin, that inhibit T cells. I pray the entire endocrine system and hormones come into balance, especially CRH, ACTH, cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. And I pray healing to the breast tissue and lymph glands to be healed and restored. I pray that there be no metastasis of the cancer cells to any other part of the body and no secretions of HER2 or VEGF in Jesus' name. Fabulous. So obviously there's a little mistake there, but I kept going. Okay, so we don't have the healing for osteoarthritis, but someone out there, if there's anyone out there who wrestled with breast cancer, we got you covered. We'll have to do it next time. I do have a little bit here for a different type of arthritis. We'll just jump right on to that. This one is spinal arthritis. Again, it has a whole different profile. It's amazing. Spinal or regular arthritis is a painful inflammation and stiffness of the joints. And just keep in mind out there that any number of these spiritual root issues, they just may be a generational iniquities. Just that, and that means that the same spiritual root issues were present in your father or your mother or your grandparents, even though they may not have had the disease. And again, we want to take those R's, take responsibility, and repent. So again, let's just go ahead. Father, I recognize, take responsibility, and repent for participating with the spirits behind arthritis, including spirits of fear, self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt, rebellion, and self-accusation. I ask that the curse be canceled in my life and in my bloodlines, and I receive my freedom in Jesus' name. Great job. Okay, I'm just now going to cast these things out and we'll pray healing against arthritis. Okay, Father, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against and destroy the spirits behind arthritis. I speak and command to be removed from everyone in the sound of my voice. I call up and cast out spirits of fear. Fear, you know who you are, and you know who you are in this bloodline, and I command you to come up and get out of them in Jesus' name. I cast out self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt. All of you together, you unclean thing, get up, get out of them now. I call out rebellion. I call out self-accusation. I bind the strong men of accusation, unloving bitterness, and fear. And I cast out every underling that answers to you now. Thank you, Father, like a herd, they go screaming out of your people. And I ask you, Father, if there is any other root attitude or belief that's involved, that you would bring it to the hearts and minds of your people. And I thank you, Lord, that you will stand against all these spirits all of their days in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now lay your hands back on yourself. We're going to pray against arthritis. And so, Father, I thank you that as these spirits leave, you infill your people with your Holy Spirit for a solution to the pollution and a healing to any mutation. So in that holy place, I speak healing and a creative miracle to any genetic mutation. I speak healing for T-cell memory to be broken of X-linked autoantigen tolerance, and command that all autoantigens must be presented to the thymus for detection and destruction in Jesus' name. And I speak healing to all the vertebra and cartilage in the joints of the spine. Healing to your hormones to come into balance, especially CRH, ACTH, cortisol, and serotonin. Thank you, Father. I speak healing to the immune systems to be strengthened, and command B cells, T cells, and macrophages to stop attacking the body and only attack foreign invaders. I speak healing to histamine to stop being oversecreted, for inflammation of vertebra to cease, and for full range of motion of the spine to return to normal. And I speak healing to the entire spine, including the cervical, thoracic, lumbosacral, and all the spinal joints. I speak healing to all other tendons, ligaments, and muscles that are affected to be ye healed in Jesus' name. And I speak healing to any bony spurs, any bone deterioration, be ye healed. And if the lungs or the eyes or the heart are affected, I speak healing to them and restoration as well. And again, I speak healing, blessing, and peace over all of them. See what time it is. Okay, we're now going to move on to rheumatoid arthritis. Again, this is a chronic progressive disease, causes inflammation in the joints and results in painful deformity and immobility, especially in the fingers, wrists, feet, and ankles. And looking at the possible spiritual root issues of rheumatoid arthritis, there's often spirits of self-bitterness, self-hatred, you guessed it, self-rejection, and guilt. But Again, each profile is different. This one includes a lack of self-esteem, unforgiveness and bitterness against others, and a fear of themselves. So we're going to stand in the gap for our generations again. I'd like you to repeat after me, and then I'll do some deliverance and pray healing. Father in heaven, I recognize and take responsibility in my life and in my generations for participating with the spirits behind rheumatoid arthritis, including self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt, lack of self-esteem, unforgiveness, and bitterness against others, and fear of self. I stand in the gap for my life and my generations, and I ask for that curse to be canceled in Jesus' name. Good job, guys. Okay. So if I, by the finger of God, cast out devils, know this, the kingdom of God is come unto you. I speak to every spirit and spirit guide behind rheumatoid arthritis, including spirits of bitterness, self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt. I recognize you. Get up and get out of God's people now in Jesus' name. I close that open door and I thank and praise you, Lord. You did not give them a spirit of bitterness. I thank you, Father. You did not give them a spirit of lack of self-esteem. And I speak to you, you unclean thing. Get up. Get out of them now in Jesus' name. I speak to you. I speak to fear of self, bitterness, unforgiveness against others. I speak to unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, anger, hatred, violence, and murder. Murder in the mind, murder with the tongue, murder in the heart. Get up and get out of God's people. And I bind the strong men of fear, of accusation, of unloving and bitterness. I bind them in a bundle to be burned and cast them onto the consuming fire of the living God. For our God is a consuming fire. And yet the bush was not burned. Praise the Lord. So lay your hands on yourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak a creative miracle to any genetic mutations. I speak a creative miracle to any chromosomal defects. And I speak healing to the thymus gland for all the thymocytes to mature. Heal TC memory. Include all antigens, recognize and destroy them in normal programmed cell death. I thank you, Father, for healing all the synovial cells, the fibroblasts, osteoclasts, and chondrocytes. And I pray healing to all the lymphocytes to stop attacking the collagen and the synovial membranes. I speak healing for a reduction in cytokines, producing that inflammation, for all inflammation to the joints and the eyes to cease. And I speak healing and strengthening of the immune system and direct the T cells, macrophages, and neutrophils to only attack foreign invaders. I pray, Lord, that the hypersensitivity of antibodies to antigens cease and I speak healing into the spleen and all the vital organs, the lungs, the heart, the GI tract. I command the over-secretion of histamine and cortisol to stop. And I speak healing to the joints, the cartilage, the ligaments, for all the rheumatoid nodules to be gone, through any deformities or contractures to be healed, and for all and any nerve and joint pain to stop, and for normal range of motion to return. And I ask that in Jesus' name. All right, so we're just going to do two more. We're going to move on to cancer of the blood. We're going to do this. Miss Vicki did bring that up this morning, and so we would be, and well, we just need to do it. So we're going to move on to the cancer. Keep in mind that the cancer profile are people who deny certain strong needs. They repress a lot of feelings. They can be shut down, have a poor ability to develop and maintain meaningful long-term relationships without fear, without hopelessness and despair. It can hold resentments, a tendency towards self-pity and introspection, unresolved grief from the loss of a love object, getting fired or being rejected in a vocal pursuit. So that's kind of the whole profile. We're going to pray against multiple melanoma, and that's a cancer of the plasma cells. And the plasma cells are a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. And with this condition, a group of plasma cells become cancerous and multiply. And then the disease can damage the bones, the immune system, kidneys, and red blood cell count. So nobody wants that. So let's just stand in the gap for the spirits behind multiple melanomas in our generations, and then we'll pray for healing. Ready? So, Heavenly Father, I recognize, take responsibility, and repent in my life and in my generations for participating with the spirits behind multiple melanoma, including spirits of rejection, spirits of rejection by a father, self-rejection, bitterness issues, envy, jealousy, a broken spirit, hope deferred, death, and destruction. Father God, I ask that the curse be canceled in my life and in my generations, and I receive my healing and freedom in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You guys did your part. So now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against and command every spirit behind cancer, behind multiple melanoma, to rise up and leave God's people. Cancer, I know you. You've got to move when I call you out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every spirit of rejection, rejection by a father, rejection by a mother, rejection by a loved one, spouse, or partner. In Jesus' name, get up and get moving now. I call out and command self-rejection to rise up and out. Bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, anger, hatred, violence, strife. Get out of God's people as I speak. Envy and jealousy. Your days are up. Get up. Get out in Jesus' name, and I pull out that broken spirit, hope deferred, spirits of death and destruction. And I thank you, Father, you did not give any of your people these things, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So I thank you, Father, that as all these spirits leave your people, that you infill them with the healing power of your Holy Spirit. So lay your hands on yourselves, folks. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak a creative miracle to any genetic mutation. Healing to your bone marrow for the normal maturation of B cells. I speak healing to normal programmed cell death to be operational, signaling cancer cells to die. For normal cortisol levels to return. For B cell memory to be broken off any mutated transcription cells. And I speak healing for a strengthened immune system, for mature T cells, B cells, interleukin 2, and natural killer cells to attack any cancer cells. And I speak healing to any metastasis to stop, for all tumor plasmacytomas to die, and for healing to any bones affected, especially the pelvis, spine, ribs, and skull. And I speak healing for the serum calcium to return to normal. And I command strength, and I command normal appetite to return to the body. I speak healing for the power of pain to be broken and all pain to stop. And I speak healing, blessing, and peace over all of them. Okay, well, I actually do have one more. Let's just go ahead with this one last one. It's a little bit different. And this one is bone marrow cancer. So this is what we're going to be repenting of for this very last one. There are often spirits of fear, anxiety, and stress, envy and jealousy, bitterness issues, self-pity, poor self-esteem, and hope deferred, death and destruction. So I think between those two cancer ones, if anybody's out there suffering, this certainly will knock that thing far from you. So let's do our repentance. Father in heaven, I recognize, take responsibility, repent, and renounce all spirits behind bone marrow cancer, including spirits of fear, anxiety, and stress, envy and jealousy, bitterness, self-pity, poor self-esteem, and hope deferred. I repent for carrying spirits of death and destruction, and I ask that that curse be canceled in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, I just want to pray now for you. Father in heaven, I thank you. You did not give anyone a spirit of cancer. And I come against the spiritual root issues behind bone marrow cancer in your people and in their generations. And I call up and cast out every spirit of fear, stress, anxiety, or dread that are still dogging your people. I command them to come up and get out in Jesus' name. I command spirits of jealousy and envy behind bone marrow cancer to get out of God's people as I speak. And I command all spirits of bitterness, self-bitterness, bitterness towards others, bitterness towards God, all spirits of self-pity, poor self-esteem, help deferred, spirits of death and destruction to come up and get out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, spirits of murder, get out of God's people now in Jesus' name. The slasher, get out. You have no business being here. And I command you to turn tail and be swallowed up by the spirit of life in Jesus' name. Praise God for him. So lay your hands on yourself. Here we go for the healing portion of our prayer. Father, I thank you and praise you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak a creative miracle for healing to any genetic mutation, for paired anti-oncogenes in each cell. I pray for normal cell memory of programmed cell death to operate properly, for a strengthened immune system in your people, and that the tumor antigen production return to normal. I command tumor cell growth to stop and pray for bone tissue and bone marrow to be healed and restored. And I pray that there will be no metastasis of any cancer to any other part of the body. And I speak healing, blessing, and peace over all of them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord forever. So thank you, everyone, for being here for round two and joining me in my adventure starting ministry again. I'm going to – actually, we're not unmuted, so everyone can just hit your star six key if you have a comment, if you'd like me to modify things. Anything at all, if you want to share something, now's your turn. So I'm just going to turn it over to you guys for the next few minutes. Again, hit your star six keys to be heard. Thank you.
Hey, Gretchen. I thought that was great. I have been under siege, real siege, battling infirmity, and it was the entire time it was really difficult, but I kept catching just pieces of it, but I wondered, I know that where this is being recorded, but could you pray here? Pray for me, because I really wanted to take this in. I thought the parts were brilliant, but I was in a lot of misery just during this time, but I am contending for my healing and not in speaking things to be not as though they were. I just need, I would appreciate some agreement for whatever's lingering here. The root of it would be, it would go no further.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So, Father, you know what's going on with Rick. This isn't about me. Anyway, this is about you and your people. So, in Jesus' name, I speak to Satan and any unclean spirit that is dogging my brother. I don't care who you are, where you came in, or what's going on. Get up, get out. Take your diseases, take your assignments in Jesus' name. And
hallelujah.
Father, I pray that Rick, right? Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Glory. Thank you, Father. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord.
Well, I thank you, Father, that that the wind may howl, that the little dogs may bark, though trials and temptations come upon us, you, Lord, are our rock, our shield, our rod, our staff. You are all of these things to us and to Rick and more. And Father, I just command a solution in Jesus' name. I write it in the atmosphere and I activate it by my faith in you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that this battle isn't between Rick and these devils anymore, but it's between you and those devils now. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood for Rick. I ask that you cover him completely, that he be covered under the feathers, mercy seat, Lord. That you would just sprinkle it out upon him and cover and set him free in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, I praise God. Thank you. Power of agreement, like you say. The winds will blow and the little dogs will bark. God is still moving us mightily. It was mighty tonight. I could tell it, even though I was in kind of a lot of agony, I could tell God was moving, and he's moving now. Thank you. Thank you, prayer line. Thank you, Gretchen.
Air hug trick. Does anyone else have a comment or a question tonight?
Hey, Gretchen, it's Queen.
Oh, hi, Queen.
Hello, fabulous, jam-packed. Lots of freedom. Incredible. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad. Yay!
Yes. I don't know how everyone else did, but I mean, I was delivered the whole time. It was very... it wasn't still, let's put it that way. So it's good, you know? It's all moving out. So it was great. And, yeah, I'm very thankful. God's so good.
So are you getting delivered like through the healing sections too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I was curious about, because sometimes that really works for me a lot. But everybody's different. So do me a favor, Queen. Why don't you pray for King Richard on the line, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
There's some water here. Give me a second. Father in heaven, I just lift up my brother Rick to you, and I thank you for the fellowship. And I just pray that any unclean thing that is trying to torment him or rip at him and not allow him his freedom, that he bound in the name of Jesus and pass the abyss. And pray for peace over his body, his mind, his soul. And I pray that all the teachings and all the prayer and all the deliverance and all the healing and freedom tonight, I pray that that is successful for him, despite how the enemy may be tormenting him or despite the past. I just thank you, Father, for your word and your Holy Spirit and your power. All the glory goes to you, God.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Oh, Queen, thank you. Man, the care and the prayer moving in love is just a powerful thing. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Gretchen.
Praise God.
All right, anyone else have anything out there? All right, well, I want to thank you all for joining me tonight and, again, supporting me as I kick it back up again. And I thank you again for all your advice and comments. It does help me figure out what direction to keep moving in. And anyway, I just love you all so very much. I'll just close with some prayer really quick. Father, I thank you that you have given us a love for each other, a love for those who know you and have your spirit. And I just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you have written love into our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I just call forth the goodness of God and the reflection of who we are in you, Lord, into each and every one of us. Draw us out of many waters and bring us to the basket that we are covered, protected, and brought just exactly where you want, where you would have us to be. And I bless your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Okay, well, thank you all for joining.
Praise the Lord. I'm in agreement too with Brother Rick.
Bless you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen.
For all you do. Thank all your prayers.
Bless tonight.
Thank you, Queen.
Gretchen, you're back doing all right?
Yep.
So, praise God. That's what we contend for. All right, good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank
bye
you, Ms. Gretchen.
Woohoo. You bet. Woohoo.